Sydney girls track and field. I know you're getting ready for a tougher than nails district at Alliance coming up next Tuesday, Coach. No question. Boy, just following you on athletic.net all year long, all season long, for the girls and boys, first of all, it's been another great track and field season, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been great. You know, we've been blessed over, probably the last 15-ish years. We just seem to, you know, find the athletes that we need. And we are also in an area which, as you know, is very competitive from a track and field standpoint. So, you know, we go to these meets with Ogallala and Scott's Bluff and Cozad and McCook, and just, you know, iron sharpens iron. So we've just been really lucky. But yeah, it's been a good year.
I know every year talking with coaches and previewing this district, and every coach says the same thing, that these Western Nebraska schools in this district, you know, compared to some of the Eastern schools in Class B, are right there or even better than some of those kids in the eastern part of the state as well.
It is. I totally agree. I do think there's that, you know, that sort of Bennington-Norris district, Waverly, that area, that's a tough one too. But man, this B6 district is just, you know, it's just a dogfight every year on both sides, girls and boys. And you just have to be, you know, you have to be ready. You have to be ready because everybody's going to come to the meet with their best on that day. So, yeah.
Coach, let's start with the ladies first. You have a chance in the field events, really, to get things started early and score a lot of points and get some state qualifying, that list going early in the field events, don't you?
We do. We have, you know, Reagan Nesbitt is our thrower. She, you know, sort of literally and figuratively carries the weight for us in that area. And she has really come on as of late. She had a 3-foot PR, I think, at the Best in the West meet. In the shot put. So that's really good. We've got a couple long jumpers who are going to probably be in the hunt and some high jumpers as well. So, and I think for the girls, I think auto qualifier in the high jump is, it's 5-2 maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I think that, we have the potential to get some people in there as well. So yeah.
One thing is, all these girls are underclassmen. I mean, that's not a lot of seniors in the bunch. You got them another year.
I know. It's so amazing. And really, this group of junior girls have been contributors since their freshman year. So it's just been really fun to watch them sort of, you know, move into that role as being leaders this year on the team. And it's just, it's a great benefit to have them for another year. Yes.
You've got some great athletes in the sprints, in the middle distances that you're looking to score as well.
We do. We have some really good middies running for us. And I was just, as a matter of fact, I was looking, Tyler Shaw is one of my assistant coaches. And man, we were looking at that girls 800 last night. And man, 1-6 is just packed. There's a couple girls from Broken Bow. There's the girl from McCook. We've got a couple in there. I think it's going to be a really fast pace. And, we're excited to see how it goes.
I know Sydney always has good girls relay teams. You do again this year, but boy, you're in good company. It's those all three relays are really stacked.
They really are. That girls 4x8 is going to be, and it has been for the past few years. This year, you know, we are absent, Ogallala, and of course Chase County was in our district last year, which complicated things for us significantly. But with both of them out this year, you know, you go into it kind of feeling like, well, maybe you've got a little bit of breathing room, but then you get to this point and you're like, that breathing room has absolutely, you know, dissipated, and now it's just as tough as it always is.
Let's switch to the guys, Coach. And folks are always wondering, when is Sydney going to run out of sprinters, for crying out loud? Because every single year in the boys' sprint corps, you have some fast guys, and that's no different this year.
We do. And I was just thinking about that yesterday. And I do think, you know, we're probably coming, you know, close to the kind of, you know, probably the end of what has been about a 15-year, like I said, span of some pretty good, maybe 12-ish years. I selfishly started with my son in like 2014. And since then, I just really feel like we have reloaded every single year. So we may be getting to the end. I have a little bit of break here, but we again have really been fortunate to have just a stable of guys who can run that 100. And I think we might go when you look at the Sydney record board now, I really think, and I have to look at it again, but I think our entire top 10 all time are all now under 11 seconds, which is, that's mind blowing to me.
Lance Hawley's just been amazing as a senior this year, hasn't he?
He is. He really has. He's amazing. I mean, on Friday at the Western Conference meet, he had, you know, the single best sprinting day in the history of Sydney sprints, and that's a significant thing, as good as we've said our sprinters have been. But he pulverized his own record in the 100 and then did the same thing to Isaac Doty's record in the 200. It was amazing.
Three boys, 4x1 relays under 43, including Sydney at 42.88. That race is going to be amazing, isn't it?
It really is, and that's crazy. And then if you look at the All-State, there's two back east that are under 42. Like that was that's, I mean, just even 5 years ago, that was unheard of. And now you absolutely have to crack 42 to even get in the conversation to be in the fast heat at state. So I think that's amazing.
Like we said with the girls early on, the field events, you have a chance to score big in some of those field events. So in your throws, and also, of course, you got a couple of good high jumpers too.
We do. You know, Kean Kaiser has had a great season throwing for us. You know, just sort of his swan song before he leaves us for, you know, State College and Penn State. But he's doing great. We have a sophomore named Caleb Serenel, who is he's been right with him every step of the way. And then, of course, Cash Kenobi, Kean's little brother, Kale, and also Kean, all in the high jump. So it's the first year in a few years we haven't had a long jumper, so that's been a little bit strange, but it's also by the same token been a very long time. We were talking this weekend, and I think that potentially, I think the last boy thrower we took to state was probably Jake Heron in what would have been 2015. So it's time to take some boys down there and throw. So.
With my conversations over the last 2 days, I talked with Scott's Bluff, with Garing, Shadron, Coach Hoffman, Shadron, and of course the big story once again is you don't have to travel as far for this district as in the past, which you're loving that, aren't you?
I know. I have to say I do have. It'll be interesting at Alliance, and I think there are schools who have never probably run on that track. Like I don't think that Gothenburg has ever been on that track. I can't imagine that McCook has been on it. I've sort of torn feelings that it's been at Ogallala so long, and that is such a nice track, and they run such a great meet. And actually, Alliance is a little farther for us than Ogallala is. So it doesn't matter where we have it. It'll be a fast track. It'll be a fast meet, and we always take our district, not Sydney, but our district as a whole always does take a ton of extra qualifiers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're just looking forward to good weather and getting up there and, you know, sort of getting in the ring with the rest of these schools.